You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This segment is brought to you by Allan Gray, 50 years of long-term investing. Allan Gray is an authorized financial services provider.
And we're taking a look at the two-pot system. The system obviously comes into effect very, very soon. In fact, it is on the 1st of September, which is roughly 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 days away. So we are around the corner from the implementation of the two-pot system, and we're going to be taking a look at the implications that this means, or what this means for investors and what you need to be aware of. I'm joined on the line by Head of Assurance at Allan Gray, Richard Carter, to take a look at this. Good evening, Richard. Lovely to speak to you. What changes can investors expect on the 1st of September for those that haven't been keeping up?
Good evening. Great to be with you. Sure. Good question. Unless they're looking at their retirement fund statements and accounts, they won't see anything. But assuming they did go and have a look, what they'll see is that some of the money that they've saved up to date, up to 10%, up to a maximum of 30,000 of their historical savings, will have been, you know, separated out and put into a new account or portion or pot, as some people are calling it, and this will be money that they can actually access, and that's really all they'll see on day one. So it doesn't sound like a big deal, but of course there's a lot that had to go in to make that happen. So this money will now sit in a new kind of facility, if we could all call it that, from which, you know, they're entitled to access, as I said, only once a year. And then going forward from the 1st of September, every time they contribute, so every time money is deducted off their salary, for example, if it's ordinary pension fund and paid over to the retirement fund, that retirement fund will then split that contribution, put another one-third of whatever's contributed into the same facility, and put the other two-thirds into a separate, more locked-up facility, which can only be touched at retirement. And then, you know, those two new portions will keep growing with investment returns and contributions over time. And of course, everything that wasn't moved over into this new facility will stay behind in the account that they've always have. So broadly speaking, all retirement savers will end up with three buckets of money: the money they've saved to date, and then these new two, we call them two pots. Yeah. That's in a nutshell what's going to happen.
Richard, let's look at the one bucket in particular, that savings bucket. It's now more accessible. There've been debates for the longest of time around whether or not you should access those funds. I happen to hold the view that you shouldn't. And I saw something quite recent about the fact that if you withdraw those funds, first of all, they're going to be taxed. Secondly, what comes after that is a fee that's paid over to the asset manager. But more importantly, withdrawing from that pot could reduce your retirement earnings by as much as R1 million. Take me through that.
Right. So yes, absolutely, you will pay tax, and that's the whole point of saving for retirement in these kind of vehicles is that you get a tax break. So you undo that by taking the money out and paying tax on it. You're right that the administrators can charge a fee, and it will vary from one to the other. So there's that to bear in mind. But the biggest issue is the one you point out, which is that people are unlikely to be increasing their contributions in order to make these withdrawals. So if you just assume that you're not going to change how much you're saving for retirement, whatever you were saving before, you know, you're going to stick to that plan. And the only difference is that you now dip in and take out, you know, money out of the savings pot, which you can do, as I said, up to once a year. And you're not just taking the capital amount that's there, you're obviously taking all the future growth away that it could get, and that's how people can get to big numbers. And of course, if you consider not just the initial up to 30,000 that's put in there, but the growth, and then the one third of future contributions, I mean, you know, it can easily be an amount over time. It could easily reduce your final outcome by more than R1 million. It's very easy to see.
Richard, when we look at some of the other factors to consider around your retirement planning, obviously, the whole purpose of the retirement exercise or saving for retirement is so that you have enough money to retire with. If you're now putting that at risk, what does that then mean for your livelihood at that point when you do retire? But also, how does it change the investments that you've made, perhaps in other assets that might have been reliant on you achieving a certain amount?
Yes. So, I mean, one thing to consider is that, you know, many South Africans are getting to retirement and struggling to make ends meet because, you know, we all seem to realize quite late in life, you know, that this is something that needs to be taken seriously from very early on, but you can't go back in time and fix it. And so that problem is just, you know, could get exacerbated if people take money out of that savings pot. And I said, don't do something in compensation. So the thing to do in compensation would be to say, okay, I potentially can access up to a third of what I save. You know, it's a new kind of accessible arrangement. If I think I'm going to do that, or if I'm planning to, then I need to save more in total. And in theory, you know, 50% more, because if you're going to take, well, you know, one third out, you actually need to have saved 1.5 times to be in exactly the same position. And if you're not going to do that, then as you rightly said, you're going to be more dependent on other assets when you get to retirement, because you're going to get to retirement with a smaller, you know, lump sum saved, a smaller income producing asset there, and you're going to need to look to other things. It's obviously different from person to person, but the broad concept is exactly right. If you're going to rely less on your retirement savings, you're going to have to rely on something else.
Lots to consider ahead of the 1st of September. It is definitely something that you want to speak to a financial advisor about, get a sense of what is going to happen to your two pots or your three pots. Alan Gray has a podcast about the two-pot system, as well as a retirement system explained web page that you can go and visit. So be sure to do your research, do your homework. Thank you so much, Richard, for the time, for the insights. Richard Carter, Head of Assurance at Alan Gray, on the two-pot system, the implications that come with it, and what you need to be aware of. This segment was brought to you by Alan Gray, 50 years of long-term investing. Alan Gray is an authorized financial services provider.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.